Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Joining me right here in studio, Chase and Greg of Chatted Up. How you guys doing?
Doing great, Gino.
Gino.
What's going on, guys?
How Thanks are for you? Having
us. Yeah, of course.
Always.
Absolutely. Look forward to every other Wednesday sitting down for a few minutes here and talking all things football. And there's been some semi-big news. We kind of knew this was coming, but the 12 college team playoffs now, right? It's all been announced. Tell us opinions here. I want to get your fast takes on what's going on here.
Yeah, well, all the boys sat down and wrote a little article last night. What they got right, what they got wrong. And I will say this. The best poll came out last night. And that was college football playoff. But I will say thank you to the college football committee doing that on election night because I needed something else. That's right. What I think they got right.
A little bit of a break.
Was
sure.
I needed the breather. When I popped on the Twitter this morning, I needed to see something else besides red and blue states on my
That's fair.
On my timeline. So we appreciate you for that, committee. What they got wrong. Penn State. I picked them. I was a little salty last week. I don't know why. I had good vibes. I was wrong. Sorry. But because I'm sorry, they do not deserve to be the top six. I don't understand it. SMU has a better resume. They've got two top 25 wins on your playoff rankings. Penn State's got none of them.
None.
It makes no sense. So this is kind of a partial, like, SMU should have been in over Notre Dame, and an SMU should have been over Penn State, and Penn State, Notre Dame, this was their alley to make the playoffs finally.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like it.
It didn't like
Then they're getting in somehow.
Okay.
Some way, somehow, and I'm with you, Chase, and this is what I wrote in our article today over on Substack. You know, we're starting up to do some writing now instead of just the talking and things like that. So I had the same things, Chase. I'd love to differ, but when I looked at it, it's Penn State at six, just in general for me, ahead of Tennessee at seven. Like, I really don't understand that. Like, I get it. They have a better loss because Tennessee's was against Arkansas and – you know, Penn State's was against Ohio State. I get it. But Tennessee has the better win currently against the college football playoff team in Alabama at number 11. And then the best win that Penn State has is against, at the time, it was a 19th-ranked Illinois squad. Now they're unranked. So, to me, it don't really make sense that Penn State's, you know, ahead of Tennessee in general. I may be wearing the orange glasses a little bit at this point. I do love Tennessee, but I'm trying to make a valid point here. And then where I think the committee got it right, I know that some people have been talking about Miami and maybe not fully buying into it, but them at number four, I mean, the way that the quarterback Cam Ward operates this offense, I don't even care if the defense is about average. They're just fun to watch. It's like Tennessee, if you remember Tennessee back in like 21 and 22 with Hennon Hooker. Man. Like, their defense wasn't great, but their offense was awesome. And then Jalen Hyatt.
So fun.
Yeah, Jalen Hyatt with the big receiving year. Like, I just love that the U is back. This is obviously a program that's gone through some really high highs and some extremely low lows, and they're back kind of on the up and up. Mario Cristobal, I'm thinking, is getting it right, and that is a team I think that you'll be looking out for when the college football playoff comes around.
Excellent. We'll put up a link to your guys' article, too, on our website so people can check that out and maybe weigh in a little bit, and that will be at hits96.com. So the playoff's announced, fair enough. It's all good. What should we look forward to this coming weekend when it comes to football? Let's start off with our college game of the weekend to keep an eye on.
We've got two. There are all two massive games this week.
Two big games.
First one I'll get the early game. The true elimination game is over. Mr. Greg's got that.
Okay, all right.
Yep. We have Georgia at Ole Miss. This is an elimination game for Ole Miss.
Okay.
And this is a scary thought for Georgia. I still believe Georgia's probably the most talented team, maybe outside Ohio State, overall right now. I love Oregon, what they've done, cool. But talent-wise, Georgia's just still Georgia. But this is a very, very scary spot, boys and girls. Ole Miss, they got three or four great pass rushers. Three of the top seven pass rushers probably in the SEC. And Carson Beck's been throwing picks like they're giving out teddy bears. You know what I'm saying? Like 11 interceptions in five games, dude. I am very worried about Georgia going into Ole Miss. Ole Miss has to get this game. That was a great thing the college football playoff did, too, is keeping that clump of SEC teams right there on the outside edge, looking in. Mm-hmm. So it gives us all this intrigue. They know what they're doing. They're showing all those TV rights. They said ESPN and ABC need to make that money, honey. So I really think this is going to be a great game.
All right. So Georgia and Ole Miss.
Georgia, Ole Miss.
And then Greg?
For me, I'm going to go with the other elimination game. Both teams with two losses, 6-2 in the SEC, both top 15 teams right now. Alabama heading to LSU. Both of these teams always coming off a bye. You know, when they face each other, College Game Day is going to be out there. It is going to be an incredible environment out there in Baton Rouge. And you remember a couple years ago, Brian Kelly beat Alabama and Nick Saban at LSU on a walk-off touchdown and or two-point conversion, whatever it was. It was incredible. I'm really looking out for Jalen Milroe. I want to see him play a little bit better coming out of the bye. Alabama should win this game. They're a better team, in my estimation, than LSU. But again, that environment at night,
right.
I mean, that you can't discount that. It's going to be a toughly contested game. And then I just want to throw you one nugget here.
Sure.
in terms of locally, Tennessee-wise. They're facing Mississippi State this week, and I get it. Like, it is a night game, which is going to be big for Neyland Stadium, as always. Mississippi State just 2-7 this year. Tennessee's got Georgia the week after. Don't fall into the trap. Smoke Mississippi State. I want to see Nico Iamaleava coming out like he was early in the year last year, or this season, slinging the pill around, getting the passing offense a little bit more involved, because it just really has been sort of very inconsistent this year.
Very, very frustrating.
Right. So lots of college football to watch this weekend. It sounds like it's going to be a good weekend for that. And then real quick, let's move on to the NFL game of the weekend. What should we look forward to when it comes to NFL?
Thursday night, I got the first one. It's Ravens and Bengals. This is going to be a fun one. Division matchup. Joe Burrow trying to lead this team back again. They're started 3-5. Got the big win last week. Lamar's looking awesome, so it's going to be a fun one on Thursday night.
Yeah, T. Higgins looking doubtful, unfortunately, for that game for the Bungles. And for me, I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers visiting the surprise Washington Commanders. Obviously, a lot going on in D.C. this week. There's going to be more going on this weekend as well when it comes to the Commanders. They have been the surprise of the NFL this year. I think when we talked about it preview-wise, we were all down on the Commanders. Like, sorry, Garrett. Like, that's his favorite team. Like, this is not going to be very good this year. First-year quarterback. Don't really have a lot of defense. Stinks. But they're 7-2. And then for the Steelers, they've been a surprise. Russ has been playing better. And they just traded for Mike Williams as a wide receiver to add a little bit to that offense. And then they got a pass rusher in Preston Smith for my Packers. So I want to see what the new-look Steelers look like here offensively, defensively, going up against the Commanders. It's going to be a good one in the nation's capital.
Fair enough. Lots of football to look forward to this weekend. Get their minds off of other things, maybe. Chat It Up Sports. Make sure you follow them on social media. Make sure you go. You guys doing a live show on Thursday night like always?
Yeah, I think it should be at Mike's again. Okay. That's normally kind of been our spot lately. It's been a great setup. Those people have been great over there. Mike's hole in the wall. And, follow us all over social media and at Chat It Up Sports. And then, you know, get us wherever you get your podcast as well.
Absolutely. All the latest info, links, and more you can also find at hits96.com. Chase, Greg, appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thanks
always
for having
pleasure,
us.
Buddy.
It's Hits 96.